Two of Latin America's poorest nations, Bolivia and Peru, will be getting a boost to their economies this week. Landlocked Bolivia has been seeking a way to export some of its valuable natural gas reserves. A plan to ship the gas out of Chilean ports caused riots last year because of an historic antipathy to Chile. The government was unseated as a result. Now Carlos Mesa, president of the new government, is to sign an agreement to send the gas out via Peru. The president is going to Peru for a signing ceremony later this week. Also later in the week, the Peruvians will inaugurate a massive gas project in the Amazon, which it's hoped will bring billions of dollars into the country. Hannah Hennessy is our correspondent in Lima, and I asked her first for more details about the Bolivian project.
Well, the details aren't exactly clear as yet, but what we do understand is that the Bolivian President Carlos Mesa will be arriving in Peru to meet with the Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo in the southern port of Ilo. That's about 430 kilometers, about 300 miles away from the capital of Bolivia, La Paz. And the understanding is that they're going to sign some kind of common market letter of intent, allowing this port to be used as an export port for Bolivian gas, because Bolivia at the moment is landlocked. So Peru is understood to be wanting to keep administrative control over this area, but this will be an economic area that Bolivia is allowed to use to export its gas